Welcome to Bossy, Brilliant, and Badass, a weekly conversation about business, careers, and personal development designed to inspire, educate, and motivate you.
And sometimes ourselves.
To show up powerfully, live fearlessly, and to find and unleash your inner badass. I'm Lisa Lindsay.
I'm Liz Green.
Welcome to the show. Welcome back to another episode of Bossy, Brilliant, and Badass. I'm Lisa Lindsay, here with my feminine co-host, Liz Green.
Hey, Liz.
Hey. Wow. Oh, my gosh. So feminine energy, masculine energy. Did we even know that this was something that we had to kind of figure out and balance in order to be happy?
I wouldn't probably say it in that way, but there was a point in my life, and probably still, I've said it probably on this podcast, that I would say, yeah, that I have masculine energy, or like I operate in masculine energy. And I knew that, but I don't think I knew it in the way in which we just had the conversation we just had, right? Because I feel like this is not gender at all. This is about our energies and what we do and how we do them, right? There's some things that are a little bit more female that we do, and there's some things that are a little bit more male that we do. And I think all of us have that. And I've always had that feeling where I'm like, yeah, sometimes I show up a little bit more male than I do female, right? So I have said that, and I did know that, but I didn't know it in this
right. way. I didn't know it in this way. I always thought, oh, I'm a tomboy growing up. And I went to see a shaman once, and he said, you know, you have a whole ton of masculine energy. And I thought, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. But hearing how Allison explains all of this, and I had no idea how profound this whole thing is, and how it really lays out the foundation for a happy life, essentially.
Yeah, because, I mean, even though we talked about it from a business perspective, which is what we do, this is one of those ones that kind of really doesn't stop at just business. It really does seep over into life and how we think about life, because especially at the end when she was talking about a bit about what masculine energy looks like and feminine energy, especially when it's disempowered, you got to listen to know what that means. There were more life things that I was thinking about than business things, right? In terms of the words that she was using, I was thinking more like, oh, yeah, that's some life stuff, as opposed to, like I said, business stuff. So very fascinating.
Very, very fascinating. How to avoid burnout. I mean, as a business person, as an entrepreneur, I mean, it's just fascinating. So Allison Chavez is a prosperity and success coach for ambitious, God-centered women. And so she teaches women how to get phenomenal results, right? And achieve their goals without the hustle or the grind. That's all I need to know. Get the results without all of that. So let's bring her on.
Allison, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, I'm so excited to be here. Liz, I'm so excited for this conversation. I can't tell you.
And we're excited to have you, Allison.
I know. It's going to be pretty interesting because so here's how I'll tee it up. And I know you come from it from a very different perspective. So I'm in HR and I work in the DEI space a little bit, not too much. But I remember I was having a conversation with somebody and she said to me, you know, Lisa, being professional, that standard of what is professional is very male. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Right? I spent a lot of time thinking about that because I was like, she is right. Let's think about who decided what work looked like. And those standards have always followed us all the way down. So when we think about what it means to be professional, what it looks like, it's very male. So then when we got your one sheet about really talking and leading with feminine energy and why it was so important to do so, I got really excited because I think that as women, we build our businesses just the same way we work. Everything we do, we are basing it on this male standard. So that's my little tease and kickoff of it as to why I'm so thrilled to be having this conversation with you, because that's what we're talking about. How we can kind of step away from that masculine standard and really lead with what makes us as female entrepreneurs, us, which is, oh my God, we're women.
Yes. Yes. We're not shorter, less hairy men.
Right. And there is something very unique and different and distinct about us. So let's start there. When we think about leading with masculine energy, what does it look like? And not even specifically what it looks like for men, because I think we can point to a lot of things and know what that looks like. Well, how does it look as women when we're trying that on?
So first, I really appreciate you said that it's like the masculine energy and the feminine energy. It's not just gender roles, male and female, because everybody has both masculine and feminine energy. But as women, we've really only ever been taught to be in masculine energy, because for thousands of years, the feminine has been devalued and dismissed and discounted and demonized, actually, or, well, that's a really rough word. But frittered away is something that's completely frivolous. Right. And so we've learned how to be in masculine energy. And that's the get it in, get her done, push until it's finished. It's the do, do, do. It's the constant go. I'd like to say, gird up your loins, girls, because here we go. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's the figure it out. It's the drive. It's all of that, which is wonderful. Actually, like that, the masculine energy of the do and like the logical thinking and the predictability and the systems and the structures and the automation and all of that within business and even in all different areas of our lives is really, really wonderful until it costs us our feminine. And then it's not so wonderful, because as women, we're designed to lead with feminine energy, and masculine is actually designed to support and serve feminine energy. So the feminine energy is the desire. It's the vision. It's the experience that you want to have. It's the invisible. It's your imagination. It's the unknown. And that's what we're supposed to drive with, instead of driving with numbers and results and outcomes and algorithms and quarterly financials and like all of that. We've let the systems and the structures take over the vision and the strategies too. Holy cow. And we do strategy in every part of our life, not just in business, but think about strategies you do in relationships. If you're on a weight loss program, that is all about strategy. And mm-hmm. So when we are sacrificing the vision for the strategy or the systems or the structures, it sucks our souls dry, especially as women.
Okay, Allison. So flag on the play. All right. But that stuff is important, right? We have to have a strategy. We need to know our numbers. We need to do. So what are you telling me here? What are you saying?
So what I'm saying is you need to do, but you need to lead with the dream. You need to lead with the being energy of the feminine instead of leading with the doing energy of the masculine. If you live and die by your to-do list, you're probably feeling more defeated than anything. Because most of us take 80% of our to-do list and just move it to the next day and the next day and the next day. And then we don't feel like we're accomplished. You know, we're like, we're always like, no, I just got to get this one more thing done. Mm-hmm. And then we're skipping out on drinks with the girls. We're skipping out on family time. We're skipping out on our own self-care and things that we love to do, because we just don't have time to waste because we got to get this other stuff done. Does mm-hmm. that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So if we're in the being energy, and the being energy is what do we desire to experience through all of this? Because from all of the decades of study that I have done, we are only after goals because of the feeling that we think that goal is going to give us. We're always after a feeling, whether it's success or accomplishment or victory or love or status or support or any of that. It's a feeling that we're after.
Right.
And so we have to drive with the feeling. We have to lead out with the feeling. What do I want to experience through all of this? And then the doing part comes to support us in that. But when we forget how it is that we want to feel through the whole experience, and it's just about the do, then all you feel when you reach a goal is tired.
Oh my gosh. I just so love that you said all this, Allison. This is something that I've been experiencing lately. I started my first business 10 years ago, and it was all about the doing, doing, doing. And when I look back, I thought, you know what? There were so many experiences that I didn't feel throughout that whole process. starting it, creating it. I didn't allow myself to have that. And this time around, the second business that I have, which is coaching, like, you know what? Damn, I'm going to feel and experience every single thing along the way. Because you know what? That's all I have today only. And today is, I want to feel happy in today, right?
Yes, yes. And so this is a perfect example of leading with the feminine, because I want to be happy and I have this list of things to do, which, yeah, we're all on this planet. We got to get into the doing energy as mm-hmm. well. But if you go at it with happy, so mm-hmm. what's going to make me the happiest in this list? Doing this one right here, that's actually going to make me feel happiest in this moment. So I'm going to do this. Okay, so you get that taken care of. All right, what's the next thing that will make me feel the happiest in this? I like to say, what's the easiest, fastest, most pleasurable way to get to the outcome that I desire? So if I have a list of things that I need to do, and Lisa, like, and I don't know how much people know, but I know you're in a move right now. And moves are really heavy.
We just secretly decided not to talk about it on the last episode, but now everybody knows.
Oh, shoot. Well,
no worries, Allison. No worries. No worries. No worries. It's fine.
Well, let's say you're moving. All right. That can feel really heavy. There, it is so completely task-oriented, right?
Right.
And so it can feel completely overwhelming before you even start. But if you will look at it and get playful with it, that is feminine energy. It's the easiest, fastest, most pleasurable way for me to pack up this corner of the room.
Right.
Or which room feels the easiest for me to spend the day in getting all packed up. And then suddenly you are leading with the feminine and you're letting the masculine support. Then you're not working in overwhelm. Now you're not working in overload. Now you're not in burnout or meltdown or what the hell am I even doing this for? Yeah. Because Liz, I'm thinking like that, your first business, you lose your sense of purpose when all mm-hmm. you're doing is jumping from one task to the next, to the next. It's like my soul is just, it feels dead. So what was the point of me yeah. even doing this?
That's so interesting because I found that kind of where I am lately as well, kind of where Liz was talking about, which is I've set up the business works, it does what it does. I have brought on a couple of people to help me do certain things and sort of a little bit of a shift in the model, but I'm sort of like, okay, I should be sort of like, you get into that should, right? Which I think is again, the masculine energy.
Yes.
I should be probably like doing a little bit more business development right now, but I am not focused on it. And I'm also not all that interested in the moment. The business is going to do what it needs to do. I know in my mind, what needs to happen. Like if something changes, what I need to do in order to make sure that I maintain and I stay consistent from a revenue perspective.
Right.
However, why am I doing this? I want to do this because I wanted the flexibility and the freedom and the fun. And let me tell you something, chasing business is not fun. It's fine. I need to do it, but that ain't fun. So, so guess what?
I'm not doing it. We can make it fun, can we not?
Yes. But here's the thing, because, and you said it so perfectly, and I think all of us can relate to this, is chasing business. But if you chase anything, what do they naturally instinctively do?
It goes further away from me. Yeah.
They run. And so we're in this constant chase or we're pushing to try to get the result that we want. And that's the masculine energy. The masculine is the push. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Anybody had a baby, you know, there's a point where you got to push and you got to, sometimes we got to push through things.
Right.
But I think we are in this constant push all the time that it completely wears us out. The feminine energy is the pulling energy. It's the gathering energy. And here's
right.
the thing. The more self-care that you get in, the more playful and flirty you are with your work, with your coworkers, with just you. And to flirt is just to enjoy yourself. You're just
right.
having a great time doing whatever it is that you're doing. And you can flirt with animate objects or inanimate objects. It doesn't matter. It's the energy that you're pouring into it. You'll start to
right.
pull.
That's having a good time.
Pull people.
Yeah, yeah, love that. Love that pulling in uh-huh. energy.
Liz,
yeah.
do you recall recently, you may not, but we had a guest on who was talking about sales techniques specifically and the idea of the push and pull and using the dog, getting sales like a dog does, which is you're always like beckoning a dog to you. But a cat, it's a little bit more like demure and hey, kitty, kitty, which is a little bit more like soft. And she actually was used, and that's what popped into my head as you were talking, Allison, where, and because we were in the mode of talking about getting business, that kind of jumped into my head. But it's sort of like, okay, yes, we've had a couple of guests on now telling us about this kind of just have things come to us versus trying to go out and grab it. And that being important to being successful. So I'm curious, how? Tell us how.
Well, I love that whole idea between the cat and the dog, because the dog, you're like cajoling, you know, you're like,
yeah, oh, you're begging.
God, come here, I got this. I got yeah. this. Yeah. With a cat, you're persuading. You're using with a cat. Like with a cat, you have to be detached from the outcome, right? Because you just got to be like, the cat's going to do what the cat's going to do.
Right.
You can be like, oh, I have this over here if you'd like to come. And if not, that's totally fine because I have a whole lot of other cats over here that really desire what it is that I'm offering right. to that. And so I really think, because the feminine is all about the experience. It is 100, like the quintessential feminine is the being, it's the experience, it's the desire. So Regina Thomashower is totally all about teaching women how to be feminine. And she says that the primary function of the feminine is desire. And the primary function of masculine is the production of that desire. And so when you just go into the desire, right? What do you want to feel? What do you want to experience? Oh, I mean, Liz talked so beautifully about just like happy. I just want to be happy or be in the flow. Because I think when we get way too much in the doing part, then we start micromanaging. Then it's, what do I need to do to fix the numbers? Then what do I need to do to increase the revenue? Then what do, and then we're all about strategy instead of, but what's the experience? Like, what's the point to increasing numbers and increasing the revenue and the profit margins and all of that? What's the whole point? Like, what do I want to feel? So I'm going to start in the feeling. So then, because that's the feminine, is the production of the desire, here's the feeling. And now, all right, what might we do to get revenue up? Then you start getting playful with it instead of, oh, damn it. Okay, now we got to get this strategy. Because I think as women, right. we start pulling all these strategies together and then we just start flinging them like mud against the wall, hoping that something will stick. And then we're desperate and then we're chasing without even realizing. Right. Mm-hmm. Instead of, I could do that, but that actually feels heavy. So here we are. Everybody has intuition. You will know intuitively how it sits in your body. Like I know intuitively when I've been in too much masculine energy because it feels heavy. Like I start sinking down in my chair
right.
and I start sighing. Like my body starts telling me, hey, you need to shift gears here for a minute because you're grinding things out in first and you want to be smooth and in fourth gear. And you've been in grind. There's only one place that I think grind is good. That's not what this podcast is.
I mean, but we could talk about it. No, I'm joking.
But then I know, okay, I need to get back into my feminine. So here's the thing, like we don't just start in feminine. And then we're masculine all day long. Like we have to keep, we got to keep like rejuicing, right? We don't just eat all of our food for the day at 6 a.m. Like we have to piece it out and rejuvenate ourselves throughout the day. So the right. feminine energy is the same. So you start in the feminine and then you let the masculine support. And then you'll find when you've been in too much masculine, your body will tell you, it feels like I got to push through. You're looking at the clock a lot. You're like, oh my gosh, can't this just be over? Just pay attention to that. And then you got to leave your environment and go back into the feminine. And the fastest, easiest way for us to get into our feminine is turn on music and move.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's interesting. Move a muscle, move a thought.
Yep.
I love that.
Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you can do it. Like sometimes if I can't like get out of my seat yet, then I'll just start swaying my hips side to side. I'm doing it right now. Or right. like move your shoulders back and then just a little bit. Like just get into, just be a woman for crying.
And if you guys are listening, we're about to have a dance party, right?
Yeah,
now.
I know. Right. We are.
We do. Because what happens with women, like movement is very feminine.
Yeah.
And we get out of our bodies. Women most of the time are disconnected from our bodies. And so we got to get back into our bodies, back into the feminine with movement. And I tell people all the time, like, I'm a dancer with zero skill. So like what I lack in skill, I more than make up for in enthusiasm. But you don't have to be like this gorgeous dancer. You just got to get in there and just
put on some music, do a little dancing. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And like, I'll do this for 3 minutes. It's not like I got to go do feminine energy for a half an hour now. It will fill your tank back up. And what it actually does, there's a practical use for this, ladies, because I know your audience is like, oh my gosh, how do I even do this? I got to get reports done. I got to get this, that, and the other done. So there is a practical purpose for this. What it does is it allows you to focus. And so when you come back at it, you're at it with different eyes, because what you've literally done is you've increased your energy. You've popped yourself into a new vibration and you're out of the vibration of the problem. And now you're into the vibration of opportunities and solution and ideas.
Just I love it. Getting into your body. I do a little, it's kind of embarrassing, but hey, I do it. I do a dance in between my sessions. I put on music, do a little bit of a dance, sit back down. And I'm like, until now, I didn't know why I was actually doing it, but it just felt good. And I was able to get centered.
Yes, yes. It pulls you back into your body. It gets you centered. And then have you found that you can focus better?
Absolutely.
The answer.
Every time my husband walked in, he's like, what the heck are you doing? I'm like, he's like, I thought you had a session in 2 minutes. I'm like, this is how I ground myself.
Yes.
It's very interesting that we're saying that, because I find whenever I need to focus on something, the first thing I'll do is I'll put on music. I'll put on music just so that I can get into that headspace, because I know I need to go down into something and I need to just get it done. But in order to get from out here with the crazy and all the stuff in the brain into my ability to do the thing, music is what kind of helps with that transition. Yes. So it's so interesting. We use it in different ways, but yeah. People know when it's time for me to work, because usually it's quiet. Maybe I'm listening to a podcast. The music comes on. It's time for us to go. We got to get that thing written. We got to get that, whatever it is.
I love that. I love that. And another thing that really helps you like center in your feminine is being sensual. And what I mean by that is just getting back in touch with your senses. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes just like a deep breath. And then I'll close my eyes and just focus on all my different senses. What am I smelling right now? What do I taste in my mouth right now? Whether I've eaten anything or not, like, what do I taste? How do my clothes feel against my skin? If I really want to have a powerful sensual experience, I'll go outside. And then what am I feeling? I feel the sun. I feel the wind. What am I hearing? And I'll do that for just a couple of minutes, especially if I have to do something, if I'm going into a creative or I've got to write a podcast or I've got to write some more content or whatever it is, I got to get into creative first. And I am no longer available to like sit down at my computer and feel like I have to reach down into my soul and rip a piece of my soul out in order to get something out onto the keyboard. I want it to trickle down to me. Mm-hmm. And so I'll get connected there. And every time I do it, I start feeling the ideas come while I'm outside. And I'm like, oh, I got to get into my office. I got to get this down.
I write this thing down.
Absolutely. So I call it being sensual.
Yeah. It's fairly amazing, because I like this so much, because I think that because we are so used to just doing things in this way and believing that this is the way it needs to be done. But what we've talked about here is just instinctively, we still do those things to get ourselves back into that feminine energy, that space. Even though we don't know why we're doing it, we just know that we're going to get what we need, right? We're going to get what we need by just doing it. So it's sort of just the idea of it being instinctual is really cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think that when you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, it makes it so much more powerful for it, because now you're being very conscious about when I'm in too much masculine and when I've been in too much feminine, because you can be in too much feminine as well. When you're too much feminine, you start feeling restless. You start feeling a little bit bored. You start feeling like you've lost your sense of purpose or perhaps direction. I don't have clarity. And so some women will swing the pendulum from one side to the other. Too much masculine, so we're going to go into feminine and not just do anything. We're just going to lay here and meditate and just go with the fairies and sit on a rainbow and blow bubbles. And that's not really feminine either. Like, that's escapism. But you can feel it. Like, when you've had enough self-care, you will feel rejuvenated and you'll naturally want to step back into the masculine because you'll have a really good idea that will come to you. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just a matter of starting to practice and then play with these two different energies. I mean, women are so adaptable. It's why we're so darn good at the masculine. But at what cost? It costs us our radiance. If we're right. masculine all the time, you can tell a woman who is in way too much masculine because she's not radiant. Like, there's no light in her anymore. She's still super, super driven, but usually it's leading to body breakdown. And like, the light is out of her eyes. And to get that back, you go into self-care, go into the play, and infuse that with everything that you do.
Yeah. So does this work the opposite way as well? And let me explain what I mean.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
Yeah. So I mean, men, no, this is a podcast for women. So, but mm-hmm. I suspect maybe men are listening as well. Men, they would lead with what they know, which is their do, strategy, strategy, strategy. Mm-hmm. How does this work for them on the flip side of all of that?
So what I recommend, as far as like balancing your energies, it's not a 50-50 split. Really, for women, they need to be in 70% feminine and 30% masculine. But remember, like, we disconnect and reconnect all throughout the day. Right. I highly recommend that everybody starts in feminine energy, actually, even men, because it's the vision. So it's the morning routine of the meditation and the visualization and connecting to what you want to experience throughout the day. But on the flip side, with men, they want to be in 70% masculine and 30% feminine. But if they'll start their day in feminine, I have one man on my team and the rest is women. And I recommend that he starts his day in feminine with his morning routine. And he's like, it changes everything. Because it helps you connect with your higher power, your higher self, helps you connect with like really your mission and your vision. Because this guy can kick out 16-hour days for 6 months in a row and not have a problem with it. Women, on the other hand, well, we have a problem with that. We don't have the same amount of chemicals that men have in their body. Men have 16 times more testosterone naturally occurring than women do. And so it gives them that extra push, that extra energy where they're just compelled to just keep going because they feel so lit up by it. That's why it's good for men to be in 70% masculine, 30% feminine, but not so much for women, because with women, testosterone comes from two places. It comes from our ovaries and our adrenals. But when we're flooding our body with testosterone through our adrenals, it's also pumping out adrenaline. So that's your fight or flight.
Like, mm-hmm.
And so that's why women will get so drained so quickly. And men are
right.
Men are just because you're
so interesting. You know, my husband can go. He gets up at 5 a.m. He works out, and then he works for 12 hours. And I'm like, how do you do that? He's like, I don't know, but I could never do that. Could you, Lisa?
I can't.
I was going to say, she's like, of course I can. But are you happy by the end of it? Are
well, no. I mean, rag? Well, but also I think. If I think about it differently, right? I think about how things looked for me today versus what they looked like in the past and how I've gotten from there to here and what's important to me now, right? So it's very, very different now. So yeah, I can still do a 12-hour day because if I have a deadline, I mean, just the other day, I did one of those, right? And right. It wasn't even a regular 12-hour day. It was an overnight. So it was...
Oh, good heavens.
Exactly.
I could do that one.
Right, right. And if you have to, and if we have to, we will, of course. There are those times. But I'm drained completely after that. And I need a glass of wine. My husband, on the other hand, is like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I think I'll go for a jog. We're like, what? We're like, what? What? And too much of that, like too much adrenaline and too much of those chemicals in a woman's body actually damages our organs over time, which is
really,
yeah, it does. It does. And that's why it's so important to just understand the dynamics between the two energies. It really is an exercise in trust for mm-hmm. us women, because we know we can count on masculine to get stuff done because it's been that way for centuries. And also we've been taught to dismiss and discount and devalue feminine energy as something that's just frivolous. Right. And it's not. And so it is like, we do have to, and that's why I say play with it and start to experiment with it, because we also get into this do or die kind of energy sometimes as women, and we got deadlines and we got to make things happen. That's real masculine energy. For me, it was like a sudden death match all the time in my company. It was not a fun way to live at all. So I just started telling myself, well, we just got to gamify this. We're just going to experiment with this. And that actually naturally pops you into a place of curiosity. So you're more comfortable with the unknown. And like Lisa was saying, like, let's see how this unfolds. Let's see what comes of all of this, instead of like trying to direct the river all the time and push it away.
Well, that's exhausting. I mean, just thinking about that, like trying to always control where things are going, right? It is exhausting. And
it's there's only so much.
There's only so much you can control, right? There's only so much you can do. You can't always, especially when there are other people involved. And that's the thing I think I've been my biggest lesson over time. It's just sort of like, I cannot control what this other person is doing, right? And how they're doing it and what they're going to do. So it is what it is.
It's going to happen the way it's going to happen anyway, right?
Yeah. The only thing that we have 100% control over is our response and what we choose.
What we do.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I love that. And I love it really knowing that being happy at the end of the day, right? Life is short. We all know that by now. It's short. What do I want my experience in life to be? Do I want to get, do I want to be so successful that I drop dead at the age of 71? Right? Or do I want to just experience and be happy throughout each and every day and live a nice, full, healthy life? At least that's my choice.
Yeah. Mine too.
Yeah. I think that depending on who you ask, they're going to choose the same thing.
but how many of us, right. how many of us back that up? Everybody right. would rather live happy and fulfilled lives than at the end of the day, you've got all this money in your bank account, but you have no relationships and you have no health and you've given up your whole life for what? Everybody's going to choose that obvious happy and fulfilled. And yet really, like, are you going to back that up now with some action, with shifting things and
being conscious about it? Yeah.
I like that. I like that, being conscious about it, because I think the default and the default we see and the default we know is just this sort of go, 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 go and hustle. Right. And I have long since, and honestly, I'll be honest, I do it. I mean, we've hustled, right? I've hustled to get to this point. And I think some of it for me has been about like building up the confidence and knowing that I could do it. Like I just said, not too long ago, I know what I need to do to turn something around. If I need to turn something around, if something starts to go, if I need to get my revenue back up, I know what I need to do that. So it's just sort of like, I don't need to work that hard.
You really don't.
I don't need to work that hard.
Like, you really don't. And here's the thing too, like, especially as women business owners, we built our businesses with the tools that we had and the tools that we understood.
Right.
And now we're at a particular place, not only in our own business evolution, but in our own evolution in our own souls, that there's got to be a better, higher way to do it. Mm-hmm. And there is. Enter the feminine. It's a higher way to do it. It doesn't mean that you're not ever going to do the masculine. That is a necessary part. They're both creative energies. And we need both of them to create what it is that we desire. But we want to have the experience that we want to have, the happy and the fulfilled and the joy as we go, instead of maybe I'll hit it at the end. Because so many times we miss the mark because we get into one or the other. And for us driven, successful businesswomen, it's the masculine, because that's what we know.
Yeah. So I feel like you're saying, just to be cheeky for a bit, that feminine is better. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm getting out of it.
I mean, that's what I heard.
That's my takeaway.
It is. We'll just say it. I'm just going to say it. Feminine's better. Feminine wins. Masculine supports. Feminine leads. Masculine supports. That's how it's divinely designed to.
I frankly just want to like broadcast this to like a whole bunch of men. Can we like take this down to Congress? So anyway,
please, can we get some empowered feminine women in leadership positions that will teach us how to be instead of just different strategies to do?
Yeah. Anyways,
absolutely. Yeah. It's so great though, Allison. I've never heard this laid out like this before. And it just makes so much sense.
I talk to so many women and they're like, I feel so relieved hearing that I don't have to keep doing it like a man. And here's the thing too. Men don't want you to be less hairy men. They want us to be women. They want to be able to support. They want to be able to provide our desires. These are divine energies. These are divine roles, for lack of a better word. But we've been led to believe that women can do it all. And we can, quite honestly. But again, at what cost?
Right. It depends on what else you want. So I work on the podcast a lot. So like the stuff in the podcast and stuff people say kind of sticks in my brain a lot. But I remember we were having a conversation and I believe it was a male interviewing. And he said to you, Liz, something about when you had that investor meeting and you said nothing, and how he talked about you probably needing to kind of flirt a little bit. He didn't use those words exactly, but flirt a little bit to be able to get the men to talk to you. Don't remember it, but I like distinctly remember this conversation we were having with one of our guests. Again, supporting what you just said, Allison, which is they want to be able to support us. And I know that sounds not feminist, and I am probably the biggest feminist on this podcast. So,
well, feminine and feminist are two different things.
And those are two very different things. But I wanted to like pause and say that. But I agree with this idea of men wanting to kind of support in that way with the doing in that way. And honestly, I think most of the times when we have these ideas, it's like our ideas are amazingly brilliant, right? Like it's brilliant. Interesting.
And it's about having that confidence too in a meeting where it's 95% male, right? Say you're maybe one or the only female, or maybe there's another woman in the room, right? And having that confidence as a woman to be able to be feminine and be a leader and have the great ideas and be able to like support it with that male energy.
Yes. Well, and Lisa hit the nail on the head, like when he said you should probably flirt just a little bit. Flirt is, it's enjoying yourself. It's confidence. It's being playful. And when you're in a boardroom like that or an investor meeting like that, I mean, just the very sound of it is very, very masculine. And again, that's okay. This is not feminine against masculines. It's working with them together. But they value so much a feminine perspective. To Lisa's point, we have brilliant ideas. We have brilliant perspective just because of how we're wired. And when we lead with desire, there was a study done of all of these men and they asked, what is the most attractive quality in a woman? What makes a woman attractive to you? And by and large, they said, confidence. A woman who has decided she's enough. When you decide you're enough, you'll let yourself be playful and awkward and silly. And it doesn't matter. But masculine energy responds to empowered feminine energy, and things move for empowered feminine.
So I wanted to kind of dig in there a little bit because I sort of talk about the distinction between like empowered confidence and then that damsel in distress thing that I see some women do.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I'm assuming that that's very different. And I think people, men are attracted to that. And if we're talking about it in a business context, I could see where that would be sort of, people would like to do that. But I don't know how I want to finish that thought. So help me out, Alice.
Well, the damsel in distress is actually quite manipulative energy. That's disempowered feminine.
Right.
And men and women will manipulate each other all the time to get their needs met for sure. But when you're in disempowered feminine, it is that part of it, your behavior will be stuck and helpless and damsel in distress and, oh, come save me. On one end, it's a little bit of an ego stroke, right? For the masculine to swoop in and rescue the feminine. But after a little while, it's like, oh my gosh, can you just
again
with your own solutions? Yeah. It just starts to feel a little manipulative because that's exactly what it is. It is important to know when we, and I mean we as a collective, both men and women, some men will show up in, I don't know, what's the opposite of a damsel? A duke in distress. I don't know. A dude in distress.
A knight? I don't know.
A knight in distress. They get super needy, right? Or they get, they're into, or there's a lot of destruction going on or self-sabotage that goes on when we're in both disempowered energies. And so it's important to understand like when we're showing up, because things happen. Like disempowered feminine, we were talking about controlling everything. That's disempowered feminine energy. Right. When we're trying to control, when we're trying to fix, a lot of times we're trying to fix people, right? When we're a disempowered feminine, if she would just do it this way, if she would just fix that, then everything would change for her. This disempowered feminine energy, pity, judgment, unsatisfied longing, that's disempowered feminine energy. When we're in the push and push and I got to figure it out because nobody's going to help me and nobody wants to help me and I'm all on my own. I ran that program for a long time, disempowered feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And that is, I was trying to scale my business. Martyr, everybody knows mother martyr energy, right? They don't call it father martyr. They call it mother martyr for a reason. When we get that, when we're in blame, when we start chasing, when we feel hidden, like I used to say when I was in super disempowered feminine, I would tell my husband, I feel like I'm singing at the top of my lungs and it's in an empty room.
Nobody's hearing me. Yep.
And why can't anybody hear me? I have a beautiful voice.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
So is that.
It sounds like me all day, all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And bless my husband heart. He was always so supportive to help me, but after a while, they'll tune us out. Even women will tune each other out because it's just such a heavy energy.
At some point, you got to help yourself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
When we're in disempowered masculine, we feel lost. So any of those women that are like, I just can't move forward until I have clarity. I just have no sense of direction. Mm-hmm. That is disempowered masculine energy. When you're feeling really lost, when you're feeling isolated or you withdraw from everybody, that's disempowered masculine energy. Mm-hmm. Defensive, needy. We talked about being destructive. If you're super compliant too, do we know men who like their wives lead them around by their nose? They just fall in line. Yes, dear. No, dear. Whatever you say, dear. Like they have no opinion about anything because they've kind of had it beaten out of them over the years. That's disempowered masculine energy. And it doesn't have to just be within couples. We see it in the workplace.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. A lot. When you're in masculine energy, you shut down. Other times you are very defiant and very rebellious. It's the whole stick it to the man kind of an attitude that people have, or like the boss is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting in video games? You got to fight the big boss and it's always a bad guy. The boss is always the bad guy. It's really interesting. Nitpicky, being overly critical, that's disempowered masculine energy. Smugness, complacency is disempowered masculine. And insecure pleasing is actually disempowered masculine energy. And both men and women will do it. All right, if I do it this way, then maybe he or she will notice me and fill my needs. So it's done not from a desire really to please the other person, but because you feel so insecure yourself that you just people please all the time. And I actually see it more in women than in men, but I have seen people pleasing in men as well.
Yeah, I see people pleasing in men all the time. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I like that little spiel there showing what it looks like, right? How it shows up.
Because
I think it's important for us to know what that looks like when we go too far in either direction.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because you're 100% right. With anything, we could do too much of it, and everything in moderation is
so to balance. Yeah.
Is the absolute key. Oh my goodness. So fantastic. Yeah. So we've been at it for a while.
That's always what it is, right? Lisa's like, oh my gosh, we're nearing the end. And I feel like we just started. It's fantastic.
No, so I could talk interesting. About
Yeah. So before we let you go, if there was one thing you wanted our audience to take away from this conversation, what would that one thing be?
The one thing that I would want you to take away from this is an extra level of trust that you can be a woman and lead with your feminine energy and still have phenomenal results as you go. It is possible. It does take you being willing to stretch and be uncomfortable and test this out. Mm-hmm. But I'm living proof that you can be a woman and you can lead out in feminine and still have phenomenal results along the way.
That's such a great message.
So where can people find you, Allison?
So if you are liking this, you can go over to my Facebook group. It's called Success Without Struggle. And It's a free Facebook group and we're in there all the time. I'm doing lives in there all the time with other prosperity tips and femininity tips and all of that to really, because as you know, like I don't, hopefully you know from this conversation, I don't just like to talk about the theory. I like to talk like, what does this actually look like on a day to day so that we can make this real? I call it making it real. And so I love to make prosperity and leading out with your feminine as real as possible for people. So you can catch me there. Also, I have a free download. So you can get this at a glance, feminine and masculine. So you can see what the distinctions are between the two energies and see where you land more often than not. And you can get that at prosperityapproach.com/at-a-glance. And we're always doing free workshops online. So we've got another one coming up where we dive. We spend a whole day diving into feminine and masculine energy. We talk about how money actually works on a spiritual and energetic level and living in the right state of mind all the time. So you can live life on your terms and get the results that you desire. And that's over at prosperityapproach.com/challenge. So would love to see you there. I've got a podcast too. It's called The Prosperity Approach. Would love to count you as part of my tribe if this is something that interests you.
In your book, I see it in the background, but the same thing.
Yes. Yes. I wrote a book called The Prosperity Approach. You can pick that up on my website too. That's alisonchavez.com.
Thank you, Allison. And thank you for being our badass of the week.
Thank you. What an honor. Like, I appreciate that so much. And thank you so much for having me on and letting me share this message. It's so critical. These
fantastic.
I appreciate this conversation. You've been amazing.
Thank you, Allison.